X Mobile. Look out, people. Big truck on the road in Gerald TR.
Get out of my way.
I'm just sitting here relaxing now, finally. Had to do some paperwork shredding and... Oh, I'm just eating some summer sausage and cheese right now and watching the news.
Border HX, did you need something to bring you down?
Yeah. No, I'm just watching the local stuff. And if it gets to where I don't like it, I just switch it to the other one. If I don't like it, I switch it to Cops on Patrol or some of those detective story things.
Well, say, I know there's not much on TV, but surely there's better than the news.
On the evening news, it's just ridiculous. Bunch of lies anyway, so why watch it? Oh, shoot. Officials say lead found in pipes in Buncombe County.
Those pipes have been there since, what, 1800s? What they used to make pipes out of? Lead.
And they got, we always had galvanized pipes for years up home in Kansas. And then Dad started putting in copper tubing. And that's what's in this house. I got a thing from Blue Ridge Water today, and they wanted you to tell them what your water line was from out at the street in. Well, I just had that replaced a couple years ago, so it's PEX.
I don't know if there is a good water line anymore. The PEX, it's good stuff. I've used it quite a bit. But copper up around the house, the water's so acidic. Because of the minerals in it, it eats copper up pretty quick. And the plastic, you gotta wonder if you're getting microplastics from it, like you do everything else that's plastic.
Put this in. I don't have any tools to do PEX with or anything. But when they put this in, he said it could swell up to 5 times its ID, and still not until it burst.
That the fittings are the weak link in it, and so it's pretty neat stuff. Like I said, I've used it. I have the tools to work on it. I've been using it for many years.
Know who to come to if I need any. shoot. Well, this wasn't cheap to run it from the street in, I'll tell you for sure. But it needed to be done, and come to find out, right at the base of the foundation of the house, there was a kink in it, and that's why my pressure had always been rather 40 PSI.
Good. Might be a little on the high side, but that's still not a bad thing. At least you didn't have to have a pressure-reducing valve put in.
When my neighbor, when they put his in years ago, he put a tap in out in front of the pressure regulator in front of the house on one faucet. And he can go out there and put one of those sprayers on that just go back and forth, you know, shaped like a U. And that sucker will cover his whole front yard. He's got like 135 pounds of pressure or something like that.
Put that much pressure on your faucets, they won't handle it long anyway. Usually 30 to 60 PSI is about all they're looking for.
Gauge that I checked it with. But, you never had any problems with it. But your garden hoses aren't built to take that run out to this sprayer, that's for sure.
Garden hose is very, very low pressure.
The dang Chena products. I like those ones that collapse. But they're junk.
Oh, yeah. If you ever get a chance to look at the Flexzilla water hoses, they're pretty good water hoses, and they'll hold pressures exceeding 100 PSI.
Well, where do you get them at, Patrick? Next year I might just do that.
Who sells them? If not, Tractor Supply does.
Seen that brand at Lowe's, but that don't mean they don't have them. You ever seen Flux, what'd you call them, something Zilla?
Man, cut off and I'll tell you again, because there it goes. Flex, F-L-E-X.
Well, Bernice, remember that. She's my memory, Patrick. Well, the rain's finally passed.
It's supposed to be nice tomorrow and Saturday and Sunday, so that'll be good. Now you just deal with the mud that it leaves behind.
Last, Patrick.
I said Friday, Saturday, and Sunday are supposed to be real nice in the mid-60s. Now you just got to deal with the mud that this rain leaves behind, at least for me anyway.
Well, I can get out to the chicken pen and stay on those rocks in the driveway out back. And then we got some flat pavers out there. So if it rains like it did today, let's see, we got 1.8 6 inches since last night at midnight.
Get better rain. I know we need the rain, don't get me wrong, but we don't need it in large quantities at one time, not up around the house anyway.
Really, really. You just couldn't ask for any more. We were blessed here. There was no hard pour downs the whole time, Patrick.
That is for sure. Because I know they're still worried about unstable ground up around the house.
Yeah. Now, we've been trying to get some dead spots to grow in the grass. And we went out yesterday, Bernice did, and I was outside too working, but she spread some more seed on it, and then we took peat moss and spread it on top of it. She looked like a farmer out there with all the dust up around her, kind of like that little Peanuts guy on the cartoons.
Yeah, I know which one you're talking about, but I can't remember the name of him right now. Carried his little blanket.
Don't know. One of them had this aura of dirt around him all the time. Bernice don't mind getting her hands dirty.
I heard the good news yesterday when you and Shane were talking that they moved up her hip replacement, and the heart doctor this morning gave her a good report, so that's good news. Glad to hear that.
Pretty tickled about that. He said that there was a moderate risk because of her previous heart trouble, but how did he say it, Bernice, you remember? But not completely without risk, but he said there's no surgeries that are completely without risk.
Not a one. I mean, I don't care how healthy you are, I can still have one. And I got a phone call, so I need to jump out. KO4HKX. I'll be clear. 7-3.
Okay, see you in a bit. And Gerald, TR clear.